Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the distractions and rewiring your brain for focus. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us. Creating healthy boundaries in our relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite getting what you need? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes every 5 seconds with texts, or your social calendar is packed tighter than a clown car? We're talking about those moments where you want to scream hold up and reclaim some personal space. But here's the thing, boundaries aren't about building walls, they're about constructing fences that protect your well-being while allowing healthy connections to flourish. They're like the invisible lines that define what's acceptable and what's not in your relationships, giving you a sense of ownership over your time, energy, and emotions. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited, right? So why treat your personal space, thoughts, and feelings any differently? Boundaries are crucial for self-respect, mental health, and nurturing truly fulfilling relationships. They help prevent resentment, burnout, and those frustrating situations where you feel unheard or taken advantage of. Okay, let's break this down into 5 key takeaways that can empower you to set those boundaries like a boss. 1. Know your needs. This is the foundation. Before you can set boundaries, take some time to reflect on what truly matters to you. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable or disrespected? Identify your values and priorities. Are you someone who needs solitude to recharge? Do you crave deep conversations over mindless chatter? Understanding yourself is the key to communicating your needs effectively. 2. Be clear and direct. When it comes to boundaries, ambiguity is the enemy. Don't expect people to read your mind. Clearly communicate what you need and what you're not comfortable with. You say statements instead of blaming language. For example, instead of saying you always interrupt me, try I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Would you mind letting me finish my thought? 3. Practice saying no. This is a superpower, folks. Learn to say no gracefully but firmly. It doesn't have to be dramatic, a simple thank you for asking. But I'm not able to commit to that right now can work wonders. Remember, saying yes to everything eventually leads to burnout and resentment. Prioritize your well-being by honoring your commitments and saying no to things that drain your energy. 4. Enforce your boundaries consistently. This is where the rubber meets the road. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing process. When someone crosses a line, gently remind them of the boundary you set. Be prepared to reiterate it multiple times if necessary. Consistency shows that you're serious about respecting yourself and your needs. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, learning to set boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, hesitate, or feel uncomfortable. It's okay, give yourself grace and keep practicing. Each time you set a boundary, you're strengthening your sense of self-worth and paving the way for healthy relationships in all areas of your life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and trying to squeeze in some me time. She constantly feels overwhelmed by requests from friends, family, and colleagues, always saying yes even when her energy is depleted. One day she decides enough is enough. She sets a boundary with a friend who constantly calls unannounced, politely declining future calls unless scheduled in advance. Initially, Sarah feels a bit awkward, but she sticks to it. To her surprise, her friend respects the boundary and their conversations become more meaningful when they are planned. Sarah starts saying no to commitments that drain her, prioritizing activities that bring her joy and rejuvenation. She discovers that setting boundaries not only protects her well-being but also deepens her existing relationships by fostering genuine respect and understanding. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries like a boss. Remember, your time, energy, and emotions are precious. Treat them with the respect they deserve. Set clear expectations, communicate effectively, and don't be afraid to say no. The power is in your hands. Start setting those boundaries today. But hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use some boundary setting inspiration. Let me know your thoughts on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep that focus sharp and those boundaries strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.